Northern Michigan's tourism industry is huge. And of course we think, hey, that's great for the economy, it's great for jobs, you know, people working at restaurants and hotels. But as more visitors buy big beachfront properties and real estate prices rise, it can be really hard for folks working in the tourism and service industries to find affordable housing.
We know it's an issue with our businesses. We hear from employers all over the county that they have trouble identifying workers and trouble retaining workers.
That's Ty Wessel. He's trying to do something about the issue. He's a Leelanau County Commissioner and is part of a newly created Affordable Housing Task Force.
At the wages they're making in the service industry, and they're spending upwards of 60% of their take-home pay on transportation and housing, and that's just not... That's not affordable. So we know it's an issue with businesses. We know it's an issue with our school systems. Our schools' enrollment's down about 16% in the last decade of school-aged children. We know we have a very, we're so lucky to live in Leelanau County, and it's a very wealthy county in many respects. But the working families, about half of our families, 46 or 47% of our families are bringing in incomes qualifying for free and reduced lunch. It is an issue that our schools and our employers and our families and our churches and our villages and townships are all concerned about.
And I was reading an article about a gentleman, I believe he was a sous chef at a restaurant up north, whose family, they ended up just camping for the summer because he couldn't find affordable housing. So tell me a little bit about this task force and what you're hoping to be able to do for these folks.
Well, and county government has only a limited role, but we think it's a leadership role, and we think it's a role in convening the partners, and our real goal as a housing task force will be to get the right people at the table and work on partnerships, work on zoning review, work on working with nonprofits, working with the Michigan Housing Commission, and not only educating our community about our needs, but working on ways to attract developers to provide more affordable housing.
And is that some of the problem, that there just isn't money to be made in affordable housing?
We think if we do it right, we can keep the cost down without compromising on quality, and we think there is a market for that. We know there are developers that are interested in that. I got an email just yesterday from a business owner in Northport. He said, "Ty, will you get five or six business people together? We're getting impatient. We need to move forward." And there is a need and there is an interest of developers and businesses on working on that. But we got to look at incentives. We got to look at mixed-use kinds of developments. And we need to look at energy efficiency, because energy cost is another big expense that is boosting the cost of housing in Leelanau County.
And what is your goal for up north to look like, getting away from sort of a tale of two cities where you have the haves and have-nots? What would your perfect Leelanau County look like?
Well, and I can't speak for the task force because it's just new, but for myself, we're not looking at projects. We're not looking at isolating affordable housing in certain areas of the village or of a township. We're looking at mixed-use developments that will provide home for workforce people, for seniors, for young families. We know from Networks Northwest that we have, on a conservative estimate, about a need for about 200 different new homes a year for the next 5 years to meet the need for housing for young families.
Ty Wessel is a Leelanau County Commissioner, part of a newly created Affordable Housing Task Force. Ty, thank you so much.
Thank you.